Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. Spent, I think, pretty much all the first hour talking about the new terror controversy coming out of, well, Boston again, where they tend to overreact to pretty much everything. Now, Mark, you say that it was all right for them to draw guns on this 19-year-old girl who rolled out of bed in the morning. She goes to MIT. She threw on a sweater, which she wears pretty much on a daily basis, that happened to have a, you know, a little something that some people thought looked like a bomb on the front of it.
Was it all right for her to wear that sweater to the airport?
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I think what was not all right was how the police responded to it. But I might even give you, just for the sake of argument, Mark, I might even give you the point that, okay, let's presume that it just is standard policy for the police to draw their weapons upon anybody who they believe is suspicious, that could be carrying something possibly dangerous. If indeed the police believe that somebody is carrying something dangerous and they feel it necessary to draw their weapons, who am I to second judge him? Okay, I'll give you that point, all right? But after you've drawn your weapons on the suspect, in this case, little 19-year-old Star Simpson from MIT,
mm-hmm.
After you've drawn your weapons and asked the questions and had her, you know, remove the sweatshirt or whatever it is you need her to do to make yourself feel like she's not actually a mad terrorist bomber, which they obviously were able to determine at some point because they didn't shoot her and she didn't blow anything up, and they determined that she was just a college student there to meet somebody at the airport. So after you've ascertained what indeed the situation is, would it not make sense to simply apologize for the hassle and say, look, maybe you shouldn't wear this again? You know, please don't wear it while you're in the airport. Sorry, please go about your day. Thank you very much. But no, they didn't do that. Instead, they charged her with possession of a hoax device, and there was some other charge I don't have sitting in front of me right here. And now people like you, sanctimonious jerks, are getting on the airwaves and posting all over on the internet saying, yeah, I should have shot her, and da-da-da-da-da, and it should, this is terrible.
I didn't say they should have shot her.
I said people like you.
I had a caller the first hour who said he wouldn't... He wouldn't feel bad if she got shot and would go as far
as... And you said
as...
you wouldn't feel bad either.
Look, now, I would not
you
feel
think
bad.
She's stupid.
I think she's in running for this year's Darwin Award.
Sir,
absolutely.
I think that is you trying to make yourself feel good because you're intimidated by this little girl.
I'm intimidated
According
by...
According to her resume, that's right. You're afraid to find out how smart she is. You know she's from MIT, and so therefore you just want to say she's stupid because of what she did. Well, according to her online
There's
resume...
lots of smart people that do lots of stupid things,
well,
my friend.
You can... Okay,
all
that's
the
fine.
All the degrees in the world doesn't change the fact that she wore a fake bomb
it's
to an airport.
It's one thing to say she might not have left her common sense at home that day, but to call this girl stupid
that's
is
what
not
a person
fair.
Who leaves their common sense at home that day is.
Well, sir, you're wrong about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. You know, one stupid act can end the rest of your life. And that's just the way it is.
Right. But is it necessary for them to charge her with a crime? She did not enter that airport with any intentions of causing any trouble whatsoever.
Which is what she was charged with.
She was charged with having a hoax device, which is a total BS charge. It's the same charge they threw against the guys with the Moonanite things earlier this year in Boston.
Now, look, I do have problems the way our criminal justice system's set up. I absolutely do. Because if this girl's able to defend herself, if she's able to show that she did not, in fact... go to that airport with the intention of hoaxing the crap out of these people with a bomb. And I am not convinced that she did not, and I think that the cops are right to charge her with that. But if she's able to show that she didn't do it, then she's going to be out a whole bunch of money in her defense. I think that there should be a different system. I think, for instance, someone at that airport should have to charge her, should have to say, I thought that was a bomb. I felt like my life was in danger. I feel she threatened me. And they should have to go and, you know, that person or that group of people should have to be able to bring a case against her. And then if they lose that case, then they should have to pay for her legal expenses. I think that there's some problem with our criminal justice system. But do I think there's anything wrong with her being charged? Absolutely not.
Here's a little excerpt from her online resume. She, in the spring of 2007, spent time at the MIT Media Lab, where she worked to construct and deploy the first Autom, a socially interacting robot designed to encourage people to meet their weight loss goals by tracking and encouraging their efforts. The project became the company Intuitive Automata. In 2006, she worked on the Ping Pong Plus, a technically augmented, visually responsive ping pong table. Those are just a couple of the things she has done so far.
Look, and I'm sure that she'll do great things, but Vincent Van Gogh was insane too. Okay,
I'm just rebutting your claims that this girl is stupid, Mark.
Wearing a fake bomb in the airport is stupid.
I think you're just trying to make yourself feel good.
But I don't think that she saw it as a fake bomb. It was just a sweater that she made because she was already do-it-yourself clothing. There's a lot of people that are really into that sort of thing.
I suppose she could have been carrying in her hand some art that looked remarkably like a 40 caliber revolver.
That's absurd, Mark.
You know, if they shot her for it, then I wouldn't feel bad. Still, I do not feel bad.
You're disgusting.
I have looked at this picture, and I'm telling you, it looks enough like a bomb.
You'd feel differently if it was your kid, Mark. You're disgusting.
Look, I would tell my kid, don't go to the airport where these crazy adrenaline junkie cops are.
And if the kid did anyway, you wouldn't feel bad about it?
I'd feel terrible that my child made a mistake. Because that's what this girl did. She made a huge mistake that cost a lot of people big, man.
Right, but if she loses her life over it, you don't care about that. It's not your kid, right?
I would feel badly.
If it's your kid, then you would care, right?
You said you would feel badly.
Look, there's 6 billion people on this planet. I'm supposed to feel bad when one of them, one of the dumbest I've heard of recently, died?
There you go, calling her dumb again.
That's because she did something dumb.
I think you've got an inferiority complex. Let's talk to Coffee.
I think you've run out of points.
Let's talk to Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with a fascist.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
I'm really enjoying the show.
What's on your mind, Coffee?
And, you know, all the years I've listened to you, Ian, this is the first time I've ever disagreed with you.
Okay.
My God, Coffee, you disagree with Ian? I don't believe it.
And the reason I say that, Mark, you say she's stupid, but I saw the video of her at her arraignment.
Uh-huh.
Hearing, I guess it was. She looked awfully serene. You know, she didn't have the demeanor.
So you think she intended this whole...
I think she's crafty, and I think she was making a statement. And, you know, there's a couple things struck me as I was listening to you. One is the little funny inside jokes that she can get away with on campus. Ian, you'll have to concede that post-9/11, you can't get away with stuff like that. If I walk into an airport if anything even suggests that it's a bomb, I want you to shoot me. I want you to shoot me because I've lost my mind.
That's nuts, in my opinion.
No,
shoot
it's
somebody
not
because
Mark,
they made a mistake.
Mark,
shoot somebody because they might not have been thinking, or shoot somebody because of a prank.
Well, now wait a minute. Common sense is not something you can take on or put on and take off. If you've got it, you've got it, and you have to believe the girl. Her achievements at MIT would suggest that she's pretty sharp.
Yeah, well, she's an overnight
your
success
sense
now
for a day. What you said about, what was the comment you said a few minutes ago about her facial expressions or her demeanor or something while she was out?
She looked very serene.
Okay. What you just said reminds me of a situation, not exactly similar, but when I was in high school, I got into it with my principal. I was expelled under the charges. Bomb threat was basically what I got. It was right after Columbine, so they got me with the zero tolerance policy. But before I got expelled, I had to go to this meeting and sit around a table with a bunch of school board people. And I had a lawyer with me, and I really was feeling very bad about it. But afterwards, they told me that my facial expressions and my demeanor wasn't serious enough. So not only were they going to punish me however they were, but they were also going to increase the punishment. And what you just said reminded me exactly of that situation, and I really was sorry, really was feeling badly, but...
What you said reminds me of anyone who sits before a parole board. Unfortunately, it's their game, and they read every little tick and every little word that you say, and if they, you know, they've had a bad day or they think that you're not up to it, they're going to slap a heavier sentence on you, right?
All I'm saying is people react differently in different situations, and I don't think that just because she necessarily wasn't looking sorry enough or whatever, really, I don't think that necessarily means anything.
Coffee makes a great point, though. She has brought this on herself.
And if
she
I were her daddy, I would wonder stupid. If I had spent my money wisely at MIT.
Well, thanks for the call, Coffee. We appreciate it. By the way, check your phone. There's a funny little clicking in the background there. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, oops, I forgot about Tom. He's still there. We'll get back to him, and he can finish his story here in a bit. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. Love to hear your thoughts on the Mad Bomber story out of Boston. Actually, just a young college girl that probably didn't think very much before she rolled out of bed. But anyway, we'll get to your calls on that. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
All right. I had promised Tom that we would get back to his story. He's going to have to recap it for those of our listeners just tuning in. Tom in New Hampshire, you're back on Free Talk Live.
The pedestrian was peacefully walking down the street minding his own business. Supposedly, he fit the description of somebody that they were looking for on a probation violation.
Which is, by the way, a common excuse that police officers will use in order to harass you. They'll say, well, someone just robbed the convenience store down the street, and where you look like you might be the culprit. You know, they'll make up all kinds of garbage like that to harass people. But go ahead.
As an excuse to hassle and interrogate them and then frisk them for weapons,
mm-hmm.
and then arrest them for possession of the cocaine in their pockets and that sort of thing. Well, the cop got all burned up because the mere human hesitated to obey orders to stop walking down the street. But that's okay, because no matter how burned up they get, no matter how hot under the collar they get, that cop cooled off soon enough in the refrigerator at the morgue.
Oh, dear.
It seems that the Bill of Rights never got through that cop's head, but on the night of 29 October 1999, a 38 caliber bullet did, and that was all for that Winchester, Virginia police sergeant. Whereupon, hundreds of cops descended upon the scene. Cops from as far away as Fairfax County, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Fairfax sent a helicopter to,
and they tend to do.
With infrared image technology and all that good stuff. They hunted this guy down, which they would not have been able to do if they had been taken out on 28 October
now,
of 1999.
Now, Tom, I don't advocate the killing of police officers, but I do think that you bring up a very, very relevant point. The fact is, if somebody kills a police officer, the police will come from miles around states.
Right.
They'll come from the whole Northeast, will descend upon, you know, your little town or whatever, just to look for the one person that would have the gall to kill a police officer. But, you know, if that same crook kills me and takes my wallet or whatever,
they could care less.
The likelihood of them finding out
most
who it was.
Most murders are unsolved.
Most murders, especially murders that were committed by people that were totally unrelated to you. Those are the ones that definitely go unsolved. There's a lot of times what the police do is they put together, okay, who is the husband, who is the boyfriend, they do a little bit of investigating that
sure.
way. If there's any investigation done at all, murders they do investigations on, but if you get something stolen from your house, please.
Forget about it.
Now, here's the point I'm trying to make, though. There's no such thing as good cops, because the reason people are afraid to fight back and take these necessary defensive actions is because of all the swarms of cops. And by the way, the police union later unanimously passed a resolution saying they think that the police station that was under construction at the time ought to be named after this bad cop that was trying to enforce a cocaine law by trying to arrest somebody on
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you. You know, I don't agree with his advocacy of killing cops either. It's just going to result in more violence upon violence, and of course it'll result in your immediate demise, as most likely happened to that gentleman in that case. But that's what happens. They come in and they swarm in, and whenever a cop dies, he's instantaneously a hero, which also shows that there's some sort of difference between us and them. Like, when we die, we're not heroes by default, but they are for some reason.
They get in an auto wreck and there's got to be a parade.
I also think it's important to point out that the drug war not only hurts us, but a cop died because he was enforcing this silly law. So if you want your family members that are cops not to risk their lives for something that isn't right, we've got to end this drug war. It's crazy.
Absolutely. A lot of cops would be alive today if it weren't for the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
And what did they die for? What the hell did they die for? They didn't do anything.
They haven't even made a dent.
The politicians that pass these laws, the people that benefit from these laws being passed, the liquor industry, the lumber industry, the people that grow trees mm-hmm. that we can use to make paper rather than hemp, all the people that benefit from drugs being illegal, they're not taking bullets.
Nope. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Puke. What's on your mind?
Good evening, all.
Hey.
I want to go middle ground with this whole bomb thing.
Okay.
I sort of agree with you, Ian, that they did overreact a little bit, and I sort of agree with Mark that they were doing their job.
It's certainly not uncommon for them to overreact.
Yeah. I think they just could have. Obviously, it was a weird shirt, and I think they were right to have their suspicions. And,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm not saying they were wrong to be suspicious. I just feel like they went way overboard. I don't think they should have been pointing submachine guns at this young lady. Somebody could have slipped their finger, could have hit the trigger. This girl could have died for absolutely no reason. And also, I don't think they should have charged her with any crime. She didn't have any from what we can tell, there was no intent here to disturb anything.
Right, well, they should have, when she was outside, wherever they were pointing the guns at her, and I don't know if they were pointing guns at her.
Oh, yes, they were.
That wasn't there, were they?
Yep, but, submachine guns, in fact.
I think, they were right to be suspicious, because you never know, there are a lot of loonies around, and, they should have just been like, do you have a bomb, take the shirt off and set it on the ground and we'll investigate it or whatever. They just, there is a right way to go about it, and they just overreact every time.
Yep.
That's just how I feel. I mean, they could have gone about it much more sensibly and just questioned the girl, and she would have been like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just, I made this shirt. I work at MIT or whatever, and, or it was a prank or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Well, the last time the police overreacted in an airport, or at least one of the recent times, was, was it down in Miami where they shot a guy in the back because he had a backpack on or something like that, and they were freaking out about it for whatever reason? And he didn't have any guns or bombs or anything like that.
She's very fortunate that she didn't get shot, because when they've got their hands on the trigger and they're adrenaline pumping, I mean, how many times have you guys read stories on the air where they say, okay, freeze, I'm going to shoot you if you don't, and then,
It's happened.
Right.
I've seen video footage of it.
There's a correct way to do it, and that's to have the muzzle down, but, you can raise the muzzle of that weapon and, half a second and aim and fire.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be pointing at someone who clearly is, you don't know if they have a weapon or not. This is America. It's not the middle of Palestine or whatever.
A frightened little college girl. I mean, that's who they're
playing. Oh, wait, I thought she was an MIT genius. You think she would have figured out that it was stupid to wear a computer board?
Thanks for the call, Puke. We appreciate it. You know what? I mean, you can keep calling her stupid, Mark, but...
You just called her a genius. I want to know. I mean, clearly
I didn't call
she
her
is.
A genius.
Well, clearly she is a genius. I mean, she's working
she's
on robotics.
I think
stuff.
She's smarter than you, that's all.
She likely is.
You know, I
know
like
better than to wear a freaking fake bomb to the airport.
I like what Chris on one of these articles posted here, and just a comment. He says, in the real world, nobody puts LEDs on chunks of C4 or Semtex or artillery shells or suicide vests, nor do they have countdown timers or any of those things either. Stop conflating what you see in movies and on television with the way things are in real life. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. According to TheWeekExtra.com, the Liberty dollar has yet again landed someone in a jail cell. Rockford, Illinois. A Rockford couple was arrested this spring for using and trying to use Liberty dollars at three Walworth businesses. So it happened back in the spring, but it's being reported on now. This is actually a recent story. The suspects, Sean A. Cronish, 22, who happens to be actually one of the denizens of the NHFree.com forums that we talk about so much here on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Svetlana Dudnik. Dudnik, who's 24, may be the first to try and use the private barter currency in Walworth County, said the district attorney. The couple is also the first to post their story on a blog site, walworthcorruption.blogspot.com, which the site apparently is aimed at exposing corruption in Walworth County, Wisconsin, by any and all persons holding a government job. It's unclear who started the site on it. The couple tells their story of how they were allegedly harassed by police, booked in jail, and thrust into the court system for, as they say, not doing anything wrong. On May 6th, Sean Cranish was getting something to eat at the Dairy Ripple in Walworth and attempted to pay for his meal with a $20 fine silver Liberty dollar. Shortly after he gave it to the clerk, a police officer arrived and started to ask him questions. Sean, a writer claiming to be Sean on the blog, wrote, "I tried to explain that it was not against the law and that I was offering silver for trade." Kranich and Dudnik, who, according to the postings, are now married, were arrested and taken to jail. Both are charged with 4 counts of misdemeanor theft. Kranich also was carrying...
Did they give them their dollars back then?
What, the Liberty dollars?
Right. Well, if they're claiming that it was theft...
They're probably being held as evidence.
Thieves don't, give you anything. This isn't theft.
Well, that's what they're being charged with, and in fact, he's also been arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. He had a .45 caliber handgun in a CD case, and he was wearing an empty holster at the time. His CD case was in his car, apparently, so I guess that's concealed. Walworth police were notified of Liberty dollars being used at the Walworth Landing gas station, and then they list a few other places as well. In late April, change was given back in at least one of the instances. Dudnik told police she was with Kranich when he used the coins at the 3 locations, according to the complaint. The cases are still pending. Kranich wrote on his blog, quote, "I've spoken to many lawyers since this has happened, and they've all said the same thing. Walworth County, Wisconsin is the most corrupt county in the state. They nail people, especially people from out of town or out of state. It's a huge racket, just like everywhere else. But in Walworth, they do whatever they want with impunity." Unquote. Kranich wondered why he couldn't get the silver pieces back from the stores and give them actual currency, as he'd done before in Rockford, according to the posting. Now, this is not an unfamiliar situation to me. I haven't been arrested for using Liberty dollars, but I am a Liberty dollar associate.
And I use them.
I have used them in the past, and they're great. They're wonderful pieces of silver, actual real silver. I guess people get confused because they think that they're trying to imitate U.S. official currency, which is very clear that they're not, considering it actually says Liberty Dollar, has a 800 telephone number.
Right, has a website on it. I mean, how in the world could they be trying to counterfeit anything with a website on their coin or their piece?
Right, and so I mean they're just confused, the cops and the law enforcers in this particular case. Unfortunately, because of all the confusion, people end up getting locked in jail cells. And this is a trade. When you go up and you purchase and you're trying to purchase a product and you hand them a silver Liberty, which is 1 ounce of silver, you hand them this it says $20 on it. Now, of course, the value changes actually in reality. The value of an ounce of silver differs depending on the marketplace.
Right. But an ounce of silver is by no means $20.
They stamp the number 20 on it for simply ease of use. You can take that in and trade it for whatever the business owner will trade it for.
Right. Well, here's something that I think that people probably don't understand is, you know, an ounce of silver's $13.50 now, right now, or mm-hmm. something like that. But if you were to get a silver double eagle, I think it's called a silver double eagle minted by the United States Mint, it's going to have a premium on it. It's not going to be $13.50. It costs money to have them take that silver and turn it into a little round disc for you.
Mm.
Now their premium might be $18-$19 for that double eagle. I don't see any problem with the Liberty Dollar calling their minted coin, the Liberty Dollar, a $20 piece.
They can call it whatever they want to call it. When you're dropping it in somebody's, when you're putting it in somebody's hand, a clerk's hand, and you tell them this is real silver, they get to make the decision for themselves as to whether or not they want to accept that.
Now,
nobody put a gun to their head.
Every time that I have used these, used them at stores, I've used the pieces they have.
Right.
I haven't used
the silver Liberty, as they're called.
And the clerk has bought them. They've mm-hmm. come out of their pocket with a $20 bill and exchanged it for it right there.
Pretty typical.
Yeah.
Because they're very shiny, very attractive.
They're nice. They're heavy.
And
they feel good.
And most people haven't seen real silver.
That's true. Usually it gets quite a bit of attention when you pull one of these things out. So it's not like you're trying
to... They catch the light in a manner that is totally unlike these crappy little things we call coins.
No one would ever be confused. No one, if you put a government coin in front of somebody and you put a silver Liberty in front of somebody, no one would be confused about what the difference is.
Right. I could go just as easily buy a numismatic coin from Midas Resources.
Mm-hmm.
And try to exchange that for some kind of goods or services. I could go to the Dairy Ripple and buy 5 ice cream cones and attempt to exchange an old silver coin with them for it, for whatever I wanted. What's the problem?
Well, according to the U.S. Mint, using the Liberty Dollars as a circulating currency could be a federal crime.
But it's not a circulating currency.
Exactly. According to, well, no, it is a circulating currency. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Quote, they are not genuine United States Mint bullion coins and are not legal tender, according to the Mint's website. These medallions are privately produced products that are neither backed by nor affiliated with the United States government. Well, they're just stating the obvious.
Right. Who cares whether it's affiliated with the United States government? Are you telling me that somehow because they're the government, they imbue that silver with some kind of magic?
No, but what is illegal, and this is definitely illegal, is going and passing something off as though it is legal tender, as though it is a U.S. government minted product. That's not what he was doing.
This is $20. This is 20 U.S. dollars. You know, you can't do that.
No.
Don't. You wouldn't take the Liberty dollar and portray it as
that
actual
would
currency.
Be illegal.
The clerk would know it wasn't 20 U.S. dollars.
No, I don't know that they necessarily
they
do.
Necessarily.
I think some people look at it and
there's nothing like it.
If upon really close inspection, that's true. But I don't think people know exactly what they're getting. They just don't know.
Right. Every time I've ever handed somebody a Liberty dollar or showed somebody a Liberty dollar, they always hold it and say, wow, what is this? They don't know what it is.
They're in awe by it, yes.
I think I've given it to people, and they've thought that it was a U.S. currency. I've also left my card. If there's any problems,
right,
let me know. I'll come and exchange dollars for it or whatever. But I remember I handed to a good friend of mine, Wes, and he's like, what is this? It has a 800 number on it. But he's quick. He's one of the smartest guys I know. I think likely he would discern the little
and
things.
He was a little
different.
Confused then, yeah. Bernard von Nothaus, who we've had on this show, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, is mm-hmm. currently suing the government for damaging his business after the U.S. Mint publicized warnings about the coins. The Liberty Dollar is a private voluntary barter currency, which is not and has not been represented as legal tender, coin, or current money in the United States. According to the lawsuit, the company has, quote, encouraged persons who utilize the barter currency to offer it to merchants as barter payment for goods and services, but not as legal tender or current money. It is legal to use if agreed upon by the merchants, von Nothaus argues. The company's website reminds users the coins are not U.S. currency, but says to offer them with the confidence it will be accepted. The U.S. Mint, the only entity allowed to issue legal tender, accuses the advertisements for the company are confusing because it says the Liberty dollars are legal and constitutional. And they are. There's nothing in the Constitution that specifically prohibits a private currency from existing in America. Nothing whatsoever.
No.
So, therefore, they are legal. Now, the U.S. Mint wants you to believe otherwise, but they're just playing with words. It's not actually illegal to do what this guy did. Of course, that won't stop you from getting arrested. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode, libertyradiounderground.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. You go there and you can get access to, let's see, Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats, and we've got hoodies, we've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Set, the lighter bottle opener combo, flags, other t-shirts that don't even have our logo on them. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, help the show, and get some cool gear. Store.freetalklive.com. Now, we touched earlier on, or we've not touched, we talked quite a bit about the current security situation in airports, but more from a mad bomber perspective. Now let's talk about what may be coming to an airport near you that's going to affect everyone. A new rule. Yeah, for instance, we've talked to some of our listeners. In fact, I've tried this, and I know it is true. You can, in America today, get on an airplane without showing identification to the government bureaucrats. It is possible.
You can.
They want to
change
that now.
You'll likely have to get wanded or prodded or something like that.
Right. They want to change that now. In fact, they want to do more than just that. The Department of Homeland Security is proposing, in fact, they just had a hearing on it this week. This from papersplease.org. Great website that's keeping up to date with the rise of the police state and the rise of demanding papers from Americans, which is something that you never would have thought would have happened here, but it is. In a recent series of publications in the Federal Register, the Department of Homeland Security is proposing a comprehensive new system of surveillance and, perhaps more importantly, control of both domestic and international travelers. The proposed new rules, which are currently open for public comments, would require that, number one, and I think the comment phase is over because it was they just had a hearing on it yesterday. Number one, all would-be international travelers to or from the United States, even U.S. citizens crossing the U.S.-Canada border on foot, would have to have government-issued ID credentials. Number two, all would-be passengers on international or domestic flights to, from, over, via, or within the United States, within the United States would have to have both government-issued ID credentials and explicit case-by-case prior permission from the Department of Homeland Security to the airline to allow each passenger to board a plane. The proposed...
What? That's crazy. The TSA gives you permission to get on a plane?
Well, now they're already doing that. They already have the no-fly list, right? So if your name comes up on the no-fly list, then
right.
you don't have permission to get on the plane.
There's a list saying who can't fly.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, they're saying, look, you need permission from every for every person who does get on the plane. This is permission to fly, not a restriction from flying.
The proposed rules would enforce the requirements for papers and permits through default provisions that would, number one, require all air travelers to show their papers to airline staff on request of the Department of Homeland Security under penalty of denial of transportation, or forbid any airline from issuing a boarding pass to anyone or allowing them to board a plane unless and until the airline received individual permission, a cleared message, authorizing that airline to allow that specific person on that flight. So, presumably, there will be some sort of computer screen in front of the airport, the airline employee that will either give you permission to get on the plane or deny you permission to get on the plane. If the airline does not have explicit authorization to allow you on the plane,
they are denied
to disallow you on the plane.
Now, what if I go to Santa Cruz this in the next month or so to go mm-hmm. visit my relatives, and while
NKSCO.
I'm there. What's that?
NKSCO.
NKSCO. I go see Michael Zwirling.
Yes.
What if I lost my wallet while I was there?
Uh-oh. I don't know. That's a great question.
Like, on the way to the airport, I realize, holy crap, I've lost my wallet.
I can't answer your question, Mark. It's a great question.
And,
you will have to show a government-issued photo identification upon request of, if the Department of Homeland Security...
Are they going to deny me? I mean, not everybody in the world has, thousands of dollars in the bank that they can just go ahead and afford to throw an airline ticket away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy, a Southwest airline ticket, the closer you are to the time that you're going to depart, the more the ticket costs. So I could buy a ticket for $69, perhaps, to go from Manchester to San Francisco. But if I want to buy a ticket tomorrow, it's going to cost me $200,
right?
Maybe more, to go to San Francisco. So if I'm waylaid, I'm actually going to have to stay weeks in order to have for my ticket
to
be...
You're going to have to go Greyhound is what you're going to have to do at that point.
Because you're not going to be allowed on the plane if you can't find your ID.
Well, exactly.
If we're in danger because people get on planes without IDs, aren't we in danger if people get on buses without IDs?
They'll go there next, Mark. Remember, the TSA has already been testing out a random bus checkpoint in the Indianapolis area. So they're already working towards that. But they've got to control the airports 100% first and, really crack down there before they can expand outward effectively. The Notice of Proposed Rulemaking and Privacy Act System of Records Notices dismiss the right of travel out of hand and ignore provisions of international law, the Bill of Rights, a Pascal document, and federal law recognizing a right to free domestic international movement and a public right of transit by air, requiring airlines to operate as common carriers and transport all passengers paying the fare in their published tariff and requiring the DHS itself to consider these rights in its rulemaking. If you haven't gotten the proper papers, you won't be allowed even to leave the country, much less to return home. If the government doesn't choose to give the airline permission for any particular trip you want to take, you won't be allowed to get on a plane. And anytime any airline employee or agent says, papers please, you'll have to produce them for their private inspection, copying, and use for whatever purposes they want. Among other problems, this amounts to a general order subjecting travelers to private searches and allowing the private searchers to use any information obtained from those searches for their own commercial or other purposes. Since it is impossible to tell who is and who is not actually authorized to act on behalf of the government or to whom an airline has been delegated its work, the proposed rules would effectively subject travelers to compulsory search by anyone in any airport claiming unverifiably to be an agent of an airline. Now, they're not just claiming that, Mark and Julia. They're not just claiming that. They have links here linking to the actual details that proves that this is actually true. The way it's going to work is there is a confidentiality agreement between the airline and the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. The airline is not allowed to necessarily reveal that they are under orders from the Department of Homeland Security to be asking you for these things. There's some sort of weird provision in there that says that, you know, if they're asking you for the information and you pipe back with, well, you know, are you just asking me or is this, you know, something the government's telling you to do? Because this is a private employee that's going to be searching you and demanding your papers, not right. the government. And they will not be able to tell you. They cannot tell you that the Department of Homeland Security has ordered me to do this. You will simply have to comply. And if you do not comply, then you can't get on the airplane. Which, what they're pointing out here is that means that pretty much anybody could come up and make that claim to you that, well, they need to see this information or they're going to need to search you or whatever. And you'll have no way of verifying whether indeed that was something official coming from the government or just the airline themselves wanting to do that.
Now, hold on. I'm thinking like a criminal here for a second. Let's say I'm in the airport and I have those, I've seen them on David Letterman, they're movie lens glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, you know, videotape through your glasses.
Wow,
you know what I'm talking
cool.
about?
I've never seen this, okay. but it sounds cool.
There are video glasses out there
okay.
that you can you know, see people through. I don't know how accurate they are, but I'm sure that they're better than 10 years ago when I was watching it on David Letterman. So what if I say to somebody, you know, I wear a blue blazer,
mm-hmm.
and I say to somebody, can I see your ID, please? And, you know, they show me their ID. So I manage to get their name, date of birth, and I say, I'm going to have to see your Social Security card, too.
Ooh.
Now, I obviously the rules don't say that you have to show a Social Security card, but how many Americans know better?
Sure, that's a great point. I mean, when they're in the airport, they're in obedience mode, and they'll do whatever anyone who looks like an authority says to do.
Then out comes the Social Security card. Now I've got all the information I need in order to steal this person's identity.
Mm-hmm.
I've got their name, I've got their date of birth, I've got their address, I've got their Social Security number.
You've got it all.
I've got it all. And I've got a video recorded in my glasses. I can pick
sure.
up, likely I could pick up 20, 30, 40 people's names and addresses and go home in my little car, my little beat-up Festiva that nobody saw me get into because I look like an airport employee while I'm inside, but I'm really just a crook in the real world.
Great point. Great point. So this may be coming to an airport near you. They're currently still in the rulemaking process. Who knows? It might even be worse than what they're talking about. We certainly know they're going to take more steps after this. If they implement this, how much further can they go, really? 1-800-259-9231. Are you ready to show your papers? It may become mandatory here very soon. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.